Hey,
welcome to Faces of Success Radio. We have a very special guest coming on for you this evening, Justin Hayward. Oh yeah, Justin Hayward, aka Little Eric. It's going to be a bomb interview, so we want you guys to stay right here with us right now.
Same as far too long. Yeah.
right now you just heard from Second to None, Do It. Yes, and we have an exclusive interview coming up for you guys this evening. We have Justin Hayward, a.k.a. Little Eric. Yeah, it's going to be a dope interview. We want you guys to stay tuned in with us right here on FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We're going to hear from Chris Jasper for the love of you. And we will have Justin on in just a few moments. Thank you.
tonight. I'm gonna be living, oh, 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 the love of you, girl.
Well, 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 we are on that 8:30 punchline right on the, I say 8:39, okay, so we have Justin Hayward, Little Eric, sometimes called Little E, in the studio with us right now. Welcome to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. I am your host, Pearl J. How are you, Justin?
I'm doing wonderful tonight, Pearl. How's it going for you guys tonight?
It's really going. It's going to get better in a few moments, as soon as we can get cracking into this interview. And I first want to jump, you know, right into the interview. I really do, because I'm really excited for having you on our show tonight. But one of the things that I did want to ask you, when did you realize you were related to Eminem?
Well, that's funny that you say that. Yeah, it goes back to music. You know how there's, like, lots of stuff, like, throughout the music. See, now, my life has been very complex, and you know, I've listened to his music for many years, and when I started in the business, which I started down in the business down in, at the age of 15 down in Dallas, because now I'm originally from Indiana, and you have to understand, like, the music has a lot of secrets in it, and there's a lot of music and a lot of things that it that talks about certain things, and there's release dates, you know, like my real good friend, Curtis Young, okay, his dad released The Chronic on his birthday, okay? And so when M released The Curtain Call 2 on my birthday, the Elf on my birthday this past year, and there's been a lot of instances where I've realized this as I've been working through the industry and things like that, and I have had lots of things that came to my occurrences, ma'am.
Okay. And so your response to my question, when you found out you were related to Eminem, how did that make you feel?
You know, throughout my life, what's crazy is that I didn't even know my grandfather, okay? My grandfather on my mama's side, until I was like 33. And then that's where it comes in. It comes through that side of my family, okay, ma'am? So I learned a lot throughout that time. And I was very excited about that. And, you know, it's been something that's been coming for me, because it's opened up a whole new thing in my life. And it's also been very revealing and satisfactory for me, ma'am.
Okay. And what project did you work with him?
I have not worked currently on any projects as of right now with him. I have been working since I've been out here in the West Coast. I've been working through the California, of course, and you know, I've you know, Dre and Snoops and everybody's out here. I've been working through that since I've been out here. And I've been working through, I went to the Death Row 30th year anniversary, and I've been just with the family members out here in California as of right now.
So are you based out of Los Angeles, California?
Yes, I'm based in Los Angeles, California, ma'am. And I live down in Huntington Beach.
Okay, and are you touring right now?
Am I what?
Are you touring right now?
No, I am not touring as of this moment. No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And what are your upcoming goals in the music business?
Well, I'm working on my first album release as of right now, and we're working on getting everything and more tracks done. And, of course, I'm working on my album, and just basically continuously working on my career and getting out there to tour and getting more known in this business, because I've been under the covers for many years.
Okay. And who are some of the rappers that you consider friends?
Amazing that you asked that. Yes. So Curtis Young, which is Dr. Dre's son, I'm friends with Little Eazy-E's family, Little E, Little Derek.
Mm-hmm.
I'm friends with Tupac's family, Amazing King Roe, which is Tupac's
mm-hmm.
nephew. And there's a bunch of others that I'm greatly associated to.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your song, Chemistry. What inspired that song for you to write that song?
The chemistry, man. So, all right. So, Chemistry was wrote. Have you ever had somebody that you ever had like a crush and you have like this instant chemistry like with? That's basically how the song was wrote. We started writing that back in 2019, and we put it out, and it's with Snoop Dogg. And basically, yeah, the song is basically about a love interest of mine that I've been infatuated with and stuff like that.
Are you currently with the young lady that you were infatuated with, or is that present or past tense?
I am not at this moment, but that is something, you know, I worked upon her back in the day, and it was just something that I felt, you know, and I wanted to write that. It was something that guided me towards that, and, you know, I wanted to write something that was very special, and, you know, we had this chemistry, you know?
All right.
Pretty
well,
much.
We have chemistry in the studio with us right now, so we're going to play it for our listeners. Here's Chemistry by Justin Hayward.
Gonna fix it. Take this. Flip her. Flip this. Trip this. Taste that. Kiss this. This is where you wanna be. Lying right in front of me. Keeping me company. Licking me. Humping me. Baby girl, you're loving me. Huddled up and cuddled up. Sipping on some bubbly. Boss, cause life is lovely. Having it, no struggling. Jungle love, juggle thee. Heat in my duggery. Dug blazing trees. Feel so good to you. And it feels so good to me. And it feels so good to me.
video set, video set. I felt the chemistry right off the back, studying your eyes, staring right back, staring right back. You blew me a kiss and threw your smile like a quarterback. You were shot sitting on your chair without your makeup. Wish you knew when I'm next to you every morning when I wake up. Slip me your number, XOXO, Ariana Grande. I was praying for this day, every Sunday knew we would meet someday. My celebrity crush, heard you on the phone with Matt. Wish you would have told you you were beautiful and you would blush. I was average, you were established. You told me in the past your heart had been damaged. Had been damaged, damaged.
Faces of Success Radio.com. We have Justin Hayward in the studio with us right now. Little Eric, the song was Off the Hook. We want to thank you for sharing that with our audience. You guys, you just tuned in to Chemistry by Justin Hayward.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now getting back into the interview, I want to ask you a few questions about your acting career. I understand that you are also an actor. Who have you worked with?
Yes, I have got to work on, I was actually Dracula Untold. I was in Dracula Untold. I got to play as Dracula, the body double for Luke Evans back in 2015. Mm-hmm. I was also in 3 Chris Brown music videos, Show Me featuring Kid Ink. I was in The Grass Ain't Greener. And then also Talking About featuring Wiz Khalifa and Juicy J and also Chris Brown. They had me in 3 music videos through there. I was in the show Perception. I've been in a Vivio commercial, which is a Japanese telephone company that I got to be a part of. And there's been a bunch of different projects throughout the years that I got to be in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you've been busy, it sounds like. So what is next? What do you want our listeners to know that is next for Justin Hayward? What's next, Louie?
My project as of right now, man, I'm really focusing on my music, and I'm working on this event for September 24th, which is going to be coming up and coming out to the business, and everything. And so that's really what's coming up for me as of right now, and then to continuously work on my music.
So let's talk about September 24th, that event. What is this going to be all about?
Basically, it's my coming out party. And, we want to keep that, like an element of surprise through there. So, if you guys are wanting to come out, you can reach out to Wet PR, which is my PR agency, and you guys can talk to Cassandra about that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be in the house, so
absolutely.
I'm going to be there right there, on the carpet. So I heard you have several people that have influenced you. Who are they?
Man, that goes back. So when I was a little boy, I was greatly influenced by Michael Jackson, without a doubt, because I'm from Indiana. When I was growing up, I always loved MC Hammer, man. I loved Hammer Time. I remember as like a little boy. And I also remember I was a huge Tom Petty fan when I was like a young kid, his Full Moon Fever. I used to carry around like a cassette tape, and I used to like run around the house with it. But also Dr. Dre, of course, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, 50 Cent, Tupac. I mean, Tupac's, somebody who has inspired me. He's my favorite rapper of all time. Absolutely.
Okay, and let's talk about Little Eric, Little E. What's the story behind Little E, the name?
The story behind Little E is that, you know, that's my artist name, of course. Basically, it was created from M's songs. It came out of Marshall's songs, which it's been in the music, of course. If you've heard M's many songs, there's Who Knew, where he speaks about it, and White America, which he speaks about it. Also, there's another way that I've interpreted it throughout my life, which it comes from. I'm Justin Edward, which my dad's name is Richard Edward, and so Little E Rick, you see what I'm saying? So that's where that comes from, ma'am.
Okay. What do you do when you're not doing music?
Well, I'm a very outgoing person. I've always been into, like, collecting stuff, like toys. You know, when I'm not doing music, I study music all the time. You know, I have a huge collection of music. I'm a very private person, and when I'm by myself, I'm listening to music constantly. I love to work out. You know, I'm just a very outgoing person. I love the beach. You know, there's just so many things. Basketball. I'm a huge basketball fan. Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan, of course, which it totally inspired my life and inspired my career. I got to meet Michael back when I was 13 years old at his basketball camp out in Elmhurst, Illinois.
Okay. And if you could change something about the music industry, what would it be?
Changing something about the music industry? I don't know if I would technically change, because you have to understand, you know, we all come from, like, certain places and certain values. And when I was growing up to the music industry, now, I think the music industry has changed, of course, as anything does. And with the music industry changing, you know, there's things that we like and things that we don't like and certain things like that. But I personally feel that the music industry has evolved. You know, there's certainly the evolving process of the music industry is something that's going to be a concurrent change all the time, ma'am.
How do you feel that social media has helped the industry today?
Social media helping the industry?
Mm-hmm.
I feel that social media, you know, it gives artists a chance to put out their music out online, you know, out on YouTube, out on TikTok, and to be able to promote. You know, the industry has changed, I mean, throughout the years. And of course, social media has been a great contributor to that.
Mm-hmm. What would you tell somebody that's walking in your shoes, your footsteps, that is trying to become a young entrepreneur in the music game?
I would tell them to believe and to always keep faith. You know, always go for your goals. Always set your goals and your aspirations high. But at the same time, you have to stick to it. And there's going to be doubters, and there's going to be non-sayers, and there's going to be people that doubt you throughout your entire life. And you have to believe in yourself first and foremost.
What has been your greatest mistake that you have made in the course of your music career?
I wouldn't say that there's my music career. If there's ever been a great mistake, it's that everything has a time and a place. And so with me, I feel that I could have been places at a faster rate. But, you know, I also feel that everything has a time and place, ma'am. So, you know, I believe in that. You know, I believe that everything is due in certain aspects like that.
And right now, who would you say would be one of your main competitors?
Main competitors in the industry? I would definitely say Machine Gun Kelly. You know, there's other ones out there. that has been named throughout the business, of course. But yeah, I would definitely say in that aspect that there is competitors out there that's going to be, competing for positioning in this business.
And why are they, do you feel that they are in strong competition with yourself?
I would definitely say because they have taken aim at certain aspects throughout the family and whatnot, and I just feel that that's a path that I have to be aware of.
Okay. So you did a song called Charles Lee Ray. Tell us about that song. What inspired you to write that song?
Charles Lee Ray wrote about the mumble rappers in this business. And we, of course, it is something that I wanted to come up with, something that had purpose and meaning to me. And of course, I came up with this Chucky song, and it's something that I wanted to take an aim at and make a mention for the business, because the mumble rappers have been something that has affected this business, I feel. That is something that I feel that has affected the business. It's
okay, well,
we have
Charles Lee Ray in the studio, and we're going to play it for our listeners right now. You're tuned in to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com. We have Justin Hayward, Little E, in the studio with us, and this is one of his old-time favorites, Charles Lee Ray by Justin Hayward.
Hi, I'm Chuck, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi ho, ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. I'm Chuck, and I'm your friend to the end. Heidi ho.
So, I'm bit the murder. The whole mumble rapper family tree.
These mumble rappers, dispatchers, white crackers, living culture like dirty Catholics. Motherfucking bastards, pretty pebbleens and trappers, whipwhackers, think backwards. Blame it, Uzi pumping damn, for putting Mac in the casket. High on fucking acid, get your ass kicked. Punk bitch, get the ripple, get your throat slit. For child of practice, it's the FBI that told you. Killing all rappers, put you on a week's notice. Trey Way, LeFay, the devil's sidekick. 6-9, disturb like Mike is. His head's on the platter, then the price list. I'm like ISIS, my mind's sick.
Hi, I'm Shepard, and I'm your friend to the end. Mighty ho, ha ha ha.
Shit, crazy and beyond. Say, Chuck coming for your next kamikaze. That's Charles Lee Ray, the new Kanye. I don't give a fuck, Kelly Conway. Whoa, Vicky, fuck your dog, hey, white bitch. There's blood all over my knife, bitch. There's stuck in your gut, leave your life lit. Little take that, come and play, play. Let me put the fucking AK in your mouth and break, break. Red, I'm dead ass, bitch, you die in a car crash. Chop me with the nasty ass, bitch ass.
Daddy, are you still in the basement?
Yeah, son.
Come watch Child's Play with me, Daddy.
I'll be up there in a minute.
Hurry up, bitch!
That is my hit, Charles Lee Reyes. One of my singles.
All right. You just heard Charles Lee Ray by Justin Hayward. We want to say thank you for being a guest on Faces of Success Radio. We're going to keep your music in rotation. But I want to ask you, before I let you go, what would you have done different from what you know now, from the beginning of your music career to now? What would you have done different?
What would I have done different? I would say basically, you know, to all, I don't know if I would do anything different, ma'am, honestly, because it's like what I told you at the beginning. I feel that everything has a time and necessary purpose. And so I want to keep it like that. And that's the truth coming out of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a truthful, you know, answer, and we appreciate your answer. I have someone that just sent me a text message, and they want to know, how do you bring balance in between your music career, your family, and, you know, other things that you have to do in life?
I basically balance it by just the necessary purpose, just giving time to my family, you know, giving time to my music and giving time to the people that matter the most to me. That's always important, being able to balance. And but of course, you know, you always have to keep focused. I mean, to be great in anything, I would always tell somebody, you know, you have to give up time and give up things. And there's certain things that you have to do to be great at something. Which means, you know, if you're trying to be the best or you're trying to be super fantastic, you have to put in the time and the effort. And sometimes that means giving up other times for other things.
Okay. That's a great answer. What is your social media, your IG tags and your Facebook title?
My IG tag is Who Knew Eric? That's WHO. New, KNEWERIC, all together, one word, and that goes for Facebook.com also, and that's all of my social media links out there. It goes for SoundCloud, it goes for my YouTube, everything. Who Knew Eric?
Okay, and if someone is interested in purchasing your music, where can they find it?
You guys can find my music out on the Apple iTunes Store, iTunes, of course, Spotify. You can purchase it out on Google Play and all the major markets out there.
Okay. And are you available for booking right now?
As of right now, I'm going to leave that to September 24th, and then once that event happens, we will go from there.
Okay. All right. So do you have a website?
I do not currently have a website made up, but I will do one very soon.
All right. And so for booking information, who's your contact for booking information?
It would be through my email. That it would be, let's see here. I will give you guys that in just a second here. Through my Gmail account here. I will tell you what that is in just a second here. It's littleeric.mngt@gmail.com. That is my booking.
Can you repeat that one more time for us?
Yes, it's littleeric.mngt@gmail.com.
All right. Well, you heard it right here on facesofsuccessradio.com. I am your host, Pearl J. Justin Hayward, we'd like to thank you for being a guest on facesofsuccessradio.com. We're going to run it right back for you, Chemistry by Justin. And thank you guys for tuning in and listening on Faces of Success Radio.
Having it, no struggling. Jungle love, juggle thee. Heat in my duggery. Dig, dug, blazing trees. Feels so good to you. And it feels so good to me. And it feels so good to me.
On the wall says it's time for us to go, but before we do, we have a song called Loud by B. Howard. We're going to play that for you. Please stay tuned in to facesofsuccessradio.com.
I can hear you calling, calling out to me. Every little whisper is a symphony. Wanna say I need ya, words ain't enough. Only really hear it when we touch. But you've been loud, so loud. Lay your hands on me now. We could bring the house down. Yeah, we do it loud, so loud. Turn the music way up, all the way up. love. Can we do this loud? On my tongue, it's a secret language, baby. Turn us up. But when the world gets crazy, we can drown it out. Only you can make my body shout. We do it loud, so loud. Lay your hands on me now. We could bring the house down.
It's time to stand up and fight. and let you.